朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
请我们一同打开新约圣经
《
加拉太书》第五章，我们要读7-12节。
Okay, let's open our Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 7-12.
你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
You were running a good race, who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth.
这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you.
一点面教能使全团都发起来。
A little ease worked through the whole batch of dough.
我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。
I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be.
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished.
恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己隔绝了。
As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves.
我们在主面前一同再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer in front of our Lord together.
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you with the whole heart of praises and worship.
这是何等的福气，我们能够做你的孩子。
What blessings we have to be your children.
何等的福气，我们可以安然的居住在你的里面。
What blessings that we're able to dwell in you safely.
无论外面的环境如何。
Regardless of what kind of environments outside,
我们在你里面永远有平安。
In you, we will forever have peace.
当我们一同聚集在你脚前的时候，
When we gather together in front of your feet,
不只是我们的诗歌和祷告能够来敬拜你。
Not only does our hymns and our worship will come before you,
我们在吃饼喝杯的里面，我们更深的要敬拜你。
When we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we will worship you even more deeper.
我们如今坐在你的脚前，要听你的话。
And now we sit in front of you, we want to listen to your words.
我们求圣灵把圣经向我们打开。
We beseech the Holy Spirit to open up the Bible to us.
让我们里面的人可以醒悟过来。
So that our inner man will become awake together.
求你开恩可怜你的百姓。
Have mercy on your people.
按时分粮给我们。
And give impart to us the bread according to the time.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次我们在这里一起读加拉太书第五章的第一到第六节的时候，
The last time when we were together, we were studying the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1-6.
在那里我们很清楚地看见，
And there we very clearly have seen
基督释放了我们。
The Christ has set us free.
就是为这叫我们得自由。
In order to give us liberty.
就是要让我们不再做律法的恶的辖制。
And so that we may no longer be controlled by the laws, its evil ways.
不再做奴隶。
No longer slaves.
这一个奴仆的恶。
The evil of the slave.
就是律法主义。
That is the idea of laws.
No, the legalism.
The legalism.
我们上次说过。
And the last time we have mentioned,
什么叫律法主义呢?
What is legalism then?
简单的说,
Simply put,
就是把一些好的东西当作是必要的东西。
And is to treat some good things as something that is necessary.
也可以说,
You can also say,
就是专注在次要的上面，英文讲叫 major in minor.
And that is to focus at major in minor.
上次因为时间的限制，所以我们没有举什么例子。
Last time, because of the limit of time, we were not able to cite any examples.
后来我听说有一些弟兄姐妹不太明白。
And then later on, I heard that some brothers and sisters didn't really understand it.
所以今天我特别要先花几分钟补充一下。
So today I want to spend a few more minutes just to go and replenish and to supplement that a little bit.
举几个例子。
To cite a few examples.
今天的基督徒。
Christians today.
我们绝对不会像当时的犹太基督徒一样。
We absolutely will not be like the Jewish Christians in those days.
把割礼当作是一件非干不可的事儿。
Treating circumcision is something that's mandatory.
但是今天的基督徒
However, Christians today,
我们绝对有可能把一些很好的事情也变成了律法。
We absolutely may be possible to turn some good things into laws or legalism.
譬如
For example,
受浸。
To be baptized, baptism.
借着进入到水的里面，表明我们是与主同死，同埋葬。
Through entering into the water, it illustrates that we die and bury with Christ.
同时我们也从水里出来，表明我们与主一同复活。
And at the same time, when by through entering,Coming out of the water illustrates that we are resurrected with Christ, our Lord.
这真是一件非常美好的见证。
And this truly is a very beautiful testimony.
但是如果我们强调受浸的重要。
However, if we emphasize on the importance of baptism.
我们如果就对别人说。
If we say to other people.
你如果没有受浸。
If you're not baptized,
你可能没有得救。
Then it's possible that you're not saved.
你如果没有受浸,
If you're not baptized,
教会就不把你当作一个得救的人。
The church will not treat you as someone who's saved.
我们甚至于会跟一个人说, 没有受浸就是不遵守圣经的教训。
We may even say to someone, if you're not baptized, you're not obeying the teaching of the Bible.
我们就已经在把一个次要的东西当作是极为不可缺少重要的东西。
Then we may be treating something that is minor into something that is that you cannot do without.
再说
And to furthermore,
掰饼聚会
The breaking of the bread.
纪念主
To remember our Lord.
是多么美的一件事。
What a beautiful thing that is.
但是如果我们强调掰饼到一个地步
However, if we emphasize the breaking of the bread to an extent,
我们就要求多少时间、多少次、要用多什么样的方式才叫做属灵
So then we will emphasize on the number of times and how many times are we doing it, how long the meeting is to be something that is important.
甚至于有的地方还要求喝饼分杯的那个杯啊，别必须是要用橄榄木头做的杯。
And even there's some areas, some regions, they'll emphasize that the cup that's being used to share has to be made of the wood from the olive tree.
否则就不合乎圣经。
Otherwise, it will not be in accordance with the Bible.
这就叫做律法主义。
And this is called legalism.
另外我们在中国常常会看到的一个例子。
There is another example that we constantly see in China.
请问姐妹蒙头是不是一件很美的事？
Let me ask you, for the sister to cover the head, is that not a beautiful thing?
当然是。
Of course it is.
因为一个姐妹借着蒙头在这个充满了叛逆的世代里见证神可以得到一些人是甘心谦卑服在神所设立的权柄下面。
Because through covering the head, a sister is testifying that in this rebellious world that we are under the leadership of our Lord.
并且借着姐妹的蒙头是提醒做头的弟兄们，你们也不能够出头。
And also through the covering of the sister's head is also reminding the brothers that you cannot go over the head.
这是真美的一件事。
This is truly a beautiful thing.
但是有人就强调蒙头到一个地步来分裂神的百姓。
However, someone will emphasize the covering of the head to an extent it will divide the church.
居然教导如果不蒙头就不得救。
They actually teach that if you don't cover your head, you're not saved.
那当然更可笑的是我还听到有人说谁蒙头谁就是异端。
And it's more, even more laughable. I heard someone saying that whoever covers their head, they are heresy.
这些都是很明显的律法主义。
And these are very obvious legalism.
在基督徒的生活中
In the lives of Christians,
唯一重要的是
The only important thing is
唯一算得数的是
The only thing that counts.
是唯独使人生发仁爱的信心。
It's the faith that caused people to spread out love.
这是唯一不可缺的东西。
This is the only thing that cannot be lacked.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为只有使人生发仁爱的信心才是真信心。
Because only the faith that caused people to give up, to spread out love, is called true faith.
也只有这样的信心能够让我们与基督联合。
And only through this kind of faith can cause us to be united with Christ.
也能够给我们力量面对生命中任何的危险。
Then it can give us the strength to face the dangers in our life.
现在很多人心中充满了恐惧。
And now, in current days, many people's hearts are full of fears.
这就是一个很好的考验里面的信心如何。
And this is a very good test to find out what our inner faith is like.
保罗接着下来就告诉我们。
Paul goes on to tell us.
既然神已经救我们脱离了罪恶世界和肉体。
Since God has already helped us to separate, to leave this evil, sinful world.
并且也让我们脱离了律法的辖制。
And also help us to separate ourselves from the bondage of the laws.
我们现在就有资格参加一场一生之久的马拉松赛跑。
Then we now are qualified to join this once-in-a-lifetime marathon race.
换句话说
In other words,
我们得到的自由
The freedom that we have gained
就是让我们能够好好的跑
is to help us, enable us to run smoothly and run well.
很多人都猜测
And many people are speculating
使徒保罗一定是一个十足的体育爱好者
And the Apostle Paul must be one who truly is an athlete who loves to join that.
因为在他的书信里面，他常常用运动方面的例子。
Because in his epistles, he constantly used examples of exercise.
你在保罗书信里面可以看到他提到拳击、摔角以及田径方面的事情。
And he constantly, you can see in his letters, he constantly learned track field and his wrestling and his punch of fist fighting.
保罗经常把基督徒的一生看作赛跑。
Paul constantly viewed his whole life as a race.
他自己定义要好好的跑完这场比赛。
He himself has determined that he will run and finish this race well.
你记得他在《使徒行传》20章24节这么说。
You remember that in the book of Acts in chapter 20, verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。只要完成我的赛程。
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
保罗到他生命最末期的时候，
Paul, towards the very end of his life,
他对着自己人生最大的一个宣告，
is the greatest declaration of his life.
他说当跑的路我已经跑尽。
He said, I have run the race that I should run.
那我们今天就来看第七节开始。
And today we're going to look at starting from verse 7.
你们向来跑得好。
You were running a good race.
我要在这里先提醒大家一件事情。
I want to remind everyone of this one thing here.
保罗从来没有用跑步来告诉人一个人是不是可以得救。
Paul has never used the example of running to illustrate whether a person is saved.
他总是告诉基督徒，跑步乃是用来表达我们如何活出一个基督徒的生活。
He's always using the example of running to tell Christians how to live out a Christian life.
在当时的那个时代，
In the generations of those days,
你要能够参加希腊的这些运动竞技，
If you're able to attend or join those Greek exercise or marathons,
所有的这些 game 都必须是公民才能够参加。
All these games can only be joined by the citizens of that country.
我们今天借着信心成为天国的公民。
And today, through faith, we become the citizens of heaven.
神把我们就放在这个人生的跑道上。
And God has placed us on this runway of life.
并且我们的奔跑是为着得奖赏。
And our running also is in order to gain rewards.
你如果有机会看腓立比书三章十二节到二十一节，你就知道了。
If you have time to look at the book of Philippians chapter 3,From verses 12 to 21.
我们不是奔跑以至于可以得救。
We're not running so that we may be saved.
我们是因为已经得救了，所以我们奔跑人生的道路。
It is because we have saved. We are already saved. That's we're running the runway of life.
我们奔跑有一个目的。
There is a goal in our running.
是要满足神在我们生命中的旨意。
And it's to satisfy the will of God in our life.
如果我们知道，
If we know,
神救了我们以后，就是要我们努力的在实践中 不断地认识真理，顺服真理。
After God has saved us, He wants us to recognize and know that we continue to follow the truth and to submit to the truth.
以至于我们可以享受自由所带来，这个真理所带来的自由与喜乐。
So that we may enjoy the freedom and joy that is brought on by the truth.
而且在主回来的时候可以得奖赏。
So that we may also receive reward when our Lord returns.
如果我们搞清楚了这一点，
If we have clarified this point,
我们不会用散步的态度来过每天的生活。
We will then not lead our lives in a casual attitude of just taking a walk.
我们每天的生活是要像跑步一样的，我们希望能够在生命中更多的满足神的心意。
Every day of our life, we should be like running, and so that we may every day be more satisfying to our Lord's will.
保罗说你们原来跑得好。
Paul was saying that you were running well.
因为当保罗初初到他们那里去的时候，
Because when Paul first went to them,
他们接待保罗就好像是神的天使一样。
They were receiving Paul just as if he's an angel of the Lord.
他们接受保罗所传的道。
They accepted all the truth that Paul was preaching.
他们相信主耶稣基督。
They believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
并且受了圣灵。
And they received the Holy Spirit as well.
他们里面有一个让众人都看得见的喜乐。
There was an inner joy that everyone can see from them.
甚至于他们愿意为保罗牺牲再大的代价。
They were willing to sacrifice for Paul and pay an even higher price.
这个叫做跑得好。
And this is called running a good race.
他们为什么跑得好？
Why were they running such a good race?
因为他们不停地顺服真理。
Because continuously they submit to the Lord God.
真理。
Truth.
什么真理？
What truth?
就是整部加拉太书说明福音的真理。
That is the whole book of Galatians was illustrating the truth of the gospel.
唯独靠恩典。
Only through grace.
唯独靠信心。
Only through faith.
唯独借着耶稣基督。
Only through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够脱离一切的咒诅和律法。
That we're able to be set free from all kind of curses and laws.
但是现在保罗变成他们的仇人一样。
However, now Paul has become kind of like an enemy to them.
发生了什么事？
What has happened?
所以保罗对他们说，
Therefore Paul said to them,
你们向来跑得好。
You were running a good race.
有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
保罗所担心的，
What Paul was worried about
是他们跑步的资格可能都要被取消，
is that they may be disqualified from running the race.
因为他们已经被人拦阻了，
because already someone has cut in on them.
拦阻这是一个在当时希腊运动中间的一个常常用的名词。
To cut in or to be hindered is a term that they constantly use in the Greek races those days.
你要知道当时跑马拉松或者是跑长跑，他们是没有椭圆形的跑道。
Because in those days when they were doing the marathon race or running a long run, there is no curvy path runway.
不像我们现在运动场上就是一个固定的地方跑。
It's unlike our current exercise ground that they have a sort of fixed style of running path.
所以他们的这个路程是说，从这里跑到那个庙的第几根柱子，转回来跑到另外一个地方的一个水池，然后再跑到哪里，就是有一个自固定的路线。
It's unlike us now, it's as if they will tell you to run from one spot to another spot, like a temple, to another tree, to another pool. There is a fixed runway for them to run.
那个时候有一些人就用一些不光明正大的手段想要赢得比赛。
And in those days, there will be some people who will use some methods that is not proper to want to finish that, win that race.
那个手段叫做拦阻。
And that kind of methods is called hindering or cut in.
那个拦阻就是怎么样让那个人不管是摔跤也好，跑到错的路上也好，或者是找到一个地方休息也好，就是让他不要跑对的路。
That cutting in is either by wrestling or misleading to another path or making them rest. It's just to stop them from running the proper path that they should run.
保罗在这里告诉他们。
Paul here tells them.
他们被拦阻。
They have been cut in.
就是因为他们没有顺服真理。
That is because they have not been obeying the truth.
他们被这些犹太师父带到了律法主义里面。
They were led by these Jewish teachers into legalism.
耶稣基督所成就的恩典还不够。
The grace that our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished is not sufficient.
还得加上人的一些努力。
They have to add on some man's own efforts.
好像割礼这样子的事情。
Such a circumcision.
当他们接受这样的教导的时候
When they accepted such kind of teaching
他们就走在岔路上
Then they're walking on a forded road
所以保罗在第八节才告诉他们
Therefore that's why Paul in verse 8 he told them
这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的
That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you
保罗要提醒他们
Paul wants to remind them
这是很危险的事情
This is a very dangerous thing
加拉太人应该记得神是当初怎么呼召他们的
The Galatians should remember how God called them in those days
你记得在第一章第六节那里讲到神借着基督的恩召他们吗
Do you remember in chapter 1, verse 1, that God, through the grace of our Lord, had called them?
恩典
Grace.
就是讲到我们是不配的
is talking about how unworthy we are.
神呼召他的百姓
God called his people.
是在恩典中借着圣灵入门
It's in grace through the Holy Spirit to enter into it.
当然神要一路用恩典带领成全。
Of course, God all the way will be using grace to lead us to accomplish it.
怎么可以来走上割礼这样的律法主义呢
?How is it that we can enter into such legalism as circumcision?
这一些想法有一点是可以确定的。
This kind of ideas, a little bit of it can be confirmed.Can be sure.
保罗知道他一定不是出于主的。
Paul knows definitely that it does not come from our Lord.
如果神的恩典是通过，神的救恩是通过恩典。
If God's salvation is through grace,
那些想拦阻加拉太之人的就一定不是出于神。
Those who want to cut in or hinder the Galatians definitely must not be coming from God.
那显然，如果这些信息不是出于借恩典呼召罪人的神
Very obviously, if this salvation does not come from God who is calling out through grace,
那这样的信息就一定出自于谎言之父，出自于那恶者。
So that kind of message definitely will come from the father of lies or the evil one.
因为如果有人希望依靠自己的行为可以得救，那就是从撒旦而来的。
Because if anyone who's hoping to be saved through their own efforts definitely must come from Satan.
因为撒旦比我们还清楚。
Because Satan knows even better than we do.
我们无论多么努力，永远都不可能达到进入天堂的条件。
好 ，No matter how hard we work, we will never be able to enter into the heaven.
当保罗说完这句话以后
After Paul has said that,
保罗心里也知道,
Paul knows in his heart,
一定有人心中会想,
someone must have thought inside,
保罗啊,
Paul,
你也不必要这么的大惊小怪吧?
You do not need to take it so strongly.
不过就是个割礼吗?
No, it's just only a circumcision.
你为什么要把它讲成这么严重呢?
Why do you make it sound so serious?
而且你自己刚刚才说过。
And you yourself has just said,
受割礼,不受割礼都不算数的。
Whether or not you're circumcised, it does not matter.
那喜欢受的人就让他受嘛。
Whoever wants to be circumcised, let him be.
那不喜欢的就不用了嘛。
And he who doesn't like it does not need to do it.
所以保罗接下来就引用了一个非常当时著名的一个箴言来说明律法主义的可怕性。
Goes on to use a very famous proverb in those days to illustrate the horrible facts of the legalism.
一点面教能使全团都发起来。
And just a little bit of ease will cause the whole dough to spread out and expand.
当然我们有一点点常识的人就知道如果有了面团里面有了酵它就一定会发起来。
And we know, those of us who has just a little bit of knowledge and experience know just a little bit of ease in the dough will cause it to really expand.
不需要很多。
It doesn't need a lot.
只要一点。
Just a little bit will do.
给它够用的时间。
Give it enough time.
好的温度。
The right temperature.
一定会发起来。
It definitely will then expand.
保罗用这句话。
Paul using this word.
来说明。
To illustrate.
在基督徒的生活中。
In the lives of Christians.
一丁点的律法主义。
Just a little bit of legalism
就可以污染了整个的福音
can contaminate the whole gospel.
面教
East
在圣经中基本上都是邪恶的表征
In the Bible usually it's representing evilness.
出埃及记的时候
In the book of Exodus
当他们要过逾越节
When they were going to havePassover
家里面要把所有的酵都除干净
in the household they have to remove all yeast
这在出埃及记第十二章有记载
in the book of Exodus chapter 12 it has recorded
敬拜神的人
people, men who worship God
所有的祭物
all sacrificial things
都不可以有酵
cannot contain yeast
唯一有一个例外。
There was only one exception.
那个例外就是在献以感谢为了感谢所献的平安祭。
There was only one in the peace offering that is to give thanks to God.
在那里要用无酵饼跟有酵饼一起献。
There they need to offer the bread that contains yeast and the other one without yeast together.
有酵饼在那里代表我们这群不完全的人。
Bread with yeast represents us, this group of people who are not here, who are imperfect.
无酵饼代表耶稣基督的完全。
The bread without yeast is representing the perfection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
可以一起有交通。
That together we may have fellowship.
那是唯一的例外。
That is the only exception.
那新约就更清楚了。
In the New Testament, it's even clearer.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣。并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。